This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, 31st Annual Alliance for Nuclear Accountability, DC Days. Leaders and activists from across the country will come together for the 31st Annual Alliance for Nuclear Accountability DC Days from May 19th through the 22nd. With nearly 100 prearranged meetings, they will meet with elected congresspeople, as well as officials in the administration such as the Department of Energy, DOE, and the National Nuclear Security Administration. This year, it is especially important for Congress and the administration to hear from those who seek a nuclear-free future that safeguards communities, public health, and the environment. New Mexico will be well represented by staff from Southwest Research and Information Center and Nuclear Watch New Mexico, who will effectively voice their concerns about nuclear weapons, power, and waste. Rose Gardner of the Alliance for Environmental Strategies and two of her daughters will also attend. On Tuesday evening, May 21st, the Alliance will host its annual reception in the Rayburn House office building. It will honor Ms. Gardner with the Dr. Judith H. Johnsrud Unsung Hero Award for her outstanding work challenging the two proposed consolidated interim storage facilities for high-level radioactive waste. The facilities are the proposed Holtec International Site, located halfway between Hobbs and Carlsbad, and the existing Waste Control Specialist, now called Interim Storage Partners, located on the New Mexico-Texas border east of Eunice, New Mexico. ANA will honor Congressman Adam Smith representing Washington State's 9th District. Congressman Smith is the chair of the House Armed Services Committee, which oversees DOE. He has made bold statements opposing expanded nuclear weapons production. Another honoree is Patricia Mellon, a lawyer involved with the current movement to stop public access to the Rocky Flats Wildlife Refuge, a former nuclear weapons manufacturing facility located near Denver. She is working to release the sealed grand jury's evidence that suggests Rocky Flats was not properly cleaned up. It is the perfect time for ANA to be in Washington, D.C. because Congress is developing the fiscal year 2020 DOE funding bills. This week, the House subcommittee passed the Energy and Water Appropriations Bill. The bill does not fund Yucca Mountain, but it does fund interim storage activities for high-level radioactive waste. The appropriations bill must be voted out of the House before moving to the Senate. If you are unable to attend D.C. Days, you can participate by contacting your senators. Please tell them to strongly oppose funding for consolidated storage in the Energy and Water Appropriations Bill. Please urge them to oppose Senate Bill 1234 and any similar bills that would authorize consolidated storage. And finally, tell your congresspeople that New Mexicans strongly oppose the Holtec and Waste Control Specialist proposals. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.